are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And can I also say, any medical advice cannot be used against me in a court of law. It looks like they're going to start going after Whitney Houston's doctors. We all knew this was coming. All right? They're going to probably be probing into what happened. Doctors are going to have to defend themselves on why they gave whatever prescription medicines they gave to Whitney Houston. We all knew this was coming. Can we please have the autopsy report first before we start blaming the doctors, before we start blaming Bobby Brown? Can we please get some answers first? That's all I could say. I mean, I'm completely heartbroken over what happened with Whitney. I was a huge fan of hers. Remember, she's only a few years older than me. So I remember, you know, I was in middle school, I think, when she had one of her first hits, I Want to Dance with Somebody. I remember, like, she was, I think, 21. She was only 21 years old when I was 13. And I'm like, wow, you know, I hope I look that good when I'm that old, you know. You're thinking people in their 20s are old, but, you know, young. And so as far as I'm concerned, you know, she's still kind of in our same age group. And loved her music. I think she was probably one of the best singers of all time. I put her with Barbara Streisand, Mariah Carey. I just can't think of people. Oh, Christina Aguilera, Celine Dion, Aretha, Franklin, Etta James. I mean, there's just, you know, certain icons and divas that you just could not compare her talent to, and just an amazing woman. But I expected this. They're going to probably now go after the doctors. Of course, you know, whenever somebody dies, people get mad. You know, they do. I mean, even in my family, when my father died, my family members were like, can we sue? Can we sue? And I'm like, sue for what? You know, well, the doctor missed something. What did the doctor miss? My father didn't want to go to the doctor. You know, well, the doctor should have made Dad go. No, Dad is stubborn. He was stubborn when we grew up. He was stubborn when we were adults. You really think it's the doctor's fault? You know, and so when people get mad, absolutely. You know, and I have to admit, when I heard the speculation that Whitney Houston's prescription bottles included three different types of benzodiazepines, the same medicine, I'm like, what? Why? You know, me personally, because of all the lawsuits I've heard of and, you know, ways patients get in trouble and people get in trouble and doctors get in trouble, I'm very, very stingy on the benzodiazepines. I only write one type. I don't like having three different types of the same medication. Now, I understand why. I'm going to be actually interviewed on KABC tomorrow during the John Phillips Show in Los Angeles, and they're going to be asking me, all right, why three different medicines? Well, some people, they really like Xanax, the alprazolam, because they could work on it. I would not recommend that, people, though. I would not recommend going to work driving while having Xanax in your system. From what I understand, in some states, that would be considered a DUI, driving under the influence. It's a sedative. All right, but you have a lot of people say Xanax is my day medicine, whereas Valium, diazepam, or lorazepam, which is Ativan, is my night medicine. They last longer. They make me tired. Whereas other people take Xanax just to get over the lunch meeting or interview with the boss or something like that. All right, and so that's probably an explanation for there being multiple medications. Again, I'm not saying that's what's caused Whitney's death, but, you know, that's what's causing now people to consider probing the doctors, seeing if they should face charges. Now, I have a medical student that usually rotates with me every month, and I talk to the medical students a lot, and they go, you know, Dahlia, you're only writing the medicine at night. Can't you write the medicine three times a day, every 8 hours? Of course. When a doctor writes your Valium or your Xanax or your lorazepam, they'll say you could take this every 8 hours. Well, I stopped doing that. And do you want to know when I stopped doing that? You all have heard the story. That's right. Locally in Las Vegas, there was a woman who in the morning had, I guess, jumped a curb and killed three kids waiting at the bus stop. Well, from what I heard, she had Xanax in her system, and they were going after the medical provider that prescribed it for her. Now, from what I understand, the medical provider was cleared because he told her, you take the medicine at night. Now, whether she took the medicine at night or whether she didn't, that has not been disclosed, and I don't know what happened or what are the details in terms of that. But can you imagine, right, that happening and a horrific thing where somebody said, Dahlia said I could take the medicine every 8 hours. So I'm going to take it at 8 in the morning, I'm going to take it at 2 in the afternoon, and then I'm going to take it at 10 at night. Right? Yet they get into their car at 8 in the morning and kill some kids at a bus stop. There's no way. There's no way I'm going to be a party to that. So I write the prescription, you only take it at night. And pharmacists will call me, say, wait a second, you know, they could take this more often than that. Why are you only staying at night? Because I'm telling them to take it before they go to bed. I want them in their bed when they take these medications. I don't want them in a bath, right? Because they could pass out and drown, like what could have happened to Whitney Houston. I don't want them behind a car. I don't want them cleaning their firearms. I want them in bed. Same thing with sleeping medications. When I prescribe a sleeping medication, you know, I used to on the prescription say, take while you are sitting in your bed. But then I realized somebody could sue me because they were lying down while taking it and choked. I mean, you really got to be careful. They'll sue for anything. You guys heard there's a person who did an internship and now is suing the boss for wages, or not even the boss. It wasn't even her boss. I got to get the details on that. I want to. So you can get sued for anything. So now, all right, they're going to look at what the doctors did. And, you know, you always want to make sure there's no wrongdoing. I mean, the Conrad Murray case with Michael Jackson scared the heck out of us. Go, really? Doctors are doing that kind of stuff in people's homes? So, you know, you wonder, you know, allegedly her prescriptions were filled at the same pharmacy as Michael Jackson. But keep in mind, propofol wasn't given out at that pharmacy. OK, I think the propofol was, you know, brought in by Dr. Murray. But yeah, they're going to go after the doctor. Absolutely. But, you know, how does this affect you guys? Interesting radio? No, my show's not interesting. No, how this affects you guys is doctors, if they're going to see, okay, wait a second, every time I write an Ativan or a Valium or Xanax, you know, I could have the media up my retroperitoneum, then I'm going to limit what I do and really restrict. All right, don't go away. We need to talk about this more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 14, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1670. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5919, $8.7960 for a half ounce, or $4.3980 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5919, $8.7960, and $4.3980.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Could over 6,000 preparedness items get you ready? That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com.
Over 6,000 preparedness items.
And counting.
Because we're adding new items nearly every day.
GetReadySurvival.com has it all.
Small and family-sized tents.
Backpacks.
Sleeping bags.
Food supplies.
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
Portable water filters.
Canteens and hydropacks.
Knives, axes, shovels, compasses.
Camouflage and tactical gear.
Fire starters and ammunition.
It's all at GetReadySurvival.com.
How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits?
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared,
the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com.
Got questions? Call 928-541-9723.
That's 928-541-9723.
Or go to
GetReadySurvival.com.
And remember, survival preparedness means living
on your own terms.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, let's rock and roll. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, you can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. Just follow me. What's that song? I Will Follow Me. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Mike on the line. Is this my Mike? Mike, is this you from New Hampshire?
Yes, it is.
How's it going, buddy? How's your dad doing? How's your dad doing?
He's doing well. We took him from a tertiary hospital, Mass General, and he's stable now. His infection's gone down. His white blood count sense, blood count cells getting a little higher, but not good. But what they decided to do is they're going to take out the replacement knee that was put in because that's being all the cause of all his infection.
Awesome. Mike, so, let me catch everybody up to speed. Mike's dad went into the hospital for a knee replacement about a month or two ago, ends up having a heart attack, then ends up getting a staph infection, just wasn't doing well. So I told him, you know, maybe just have your dad move, if stable, to another hospital. Maybe a different set of eyes will cause things to change, go another direction. So they do think it was the artificial knee being a source of the infection, right?
Yeah, and they're going to take it out. Now, what are they going to do at this point? They're going to put a spacer in. They said they're going to let him heal for 6 months and then possibly go back in and put another knee in there. This is going to take, like, forever. The guy's 80 years old.
Yeah, I don't...
So is this going to be touching?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, unfortunately, they're gonna, if you have a septic joint, if you have a, they're gonna take it out. Yeah, you're right. They're gonna probably put something to fill up the space. He's not gonna be moving around a lot. I'm gonna be honest.
No.
The biggest risk would be him not being that mobile. And, being at risk for pneumonia, et cetera. But I'm sure they're gonna get occupational therapy involved, home health involved.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, but thank you though for I'm glad you called back. I was wondering if making the change did something.
It did. It's been a difference there. It seems to be more staff there. They're there more of the time than the other hospital. It's a good hospital, but they just don't see this stuff all the time, and they were kind of flabbergasted with it. And it
of course
never happens.
Exactly.
No, this is the first time. Yeah. So,
of course,
anyway,
implants, and sometimes the body just rejects it. Okay. You know what, Mike? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for catching us up. I really appreciate you calling. Thank you.
And thank you for caring.
Oh, no problem, Mike. Thank you. Keep me posted on how your dad's doing. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. On the same line with what we're talking about with Whitney Houston and how they're going to probably now start probing into what the doctors were doing, what the doctors were thinking, as if it's always the doctor's fault, what people take. Remember, doctors are the bad guy. Now, I don't know how many years you guys have been listening to my show, but have you noticed doctors are always the bad guys? Now, yes, we have had some very strange cases. We were talking about this Dr. Potty issue, from Duke University that was covered on 60 Minutes. Yes, sometimes there are some bad seeds. If he allegedly did what he did, fabricating data, yes, that would be a huge embarrassment to the medical community, a huge disservice to patients. And every now and then we hear of these very strange cases. But for the most part, what happens very commonly is a death occurs, and the first thing the family does is blame the doctor. Now, remember, the whole part of grief process, and I'm not going to go into it, we've covered grief. Sometimes a part of your grief process is the anger. Okay, first you don't really believe it, and then you get angry, and then, you accept it. But, the anger stage makes people feel good sometimes. It's just a part of the grieving process. And so I know people get angry all the time. Why are they curing, Rosie's cancer across the street, but they couldn't cure my wife's cancer? Why is Obamacare covering birth control but not covering cancer treatment? I mean, people will get mad, and it makes people feel good. It makes people feel good to yell and complain and, be mad at the doctor. The only thing is that's sometimes a very, very vulnerable time for people. And lawyers who see that vulnerable time will say, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Do you want me to look into it? Do you want us to now focus our energy, right, and our passion for your family member on what was right and justice? Oh, yes, please, 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 I want justice. And so, now the doctor's records get looked at. And I mean, it happens. And again, if a doctor makes a mistake, and a real gross mistake, it should be addressed. But for the most part, we prescribe controlled substances all the time. We prescribe sleepy medicines. We prescribe antidepressants. We prescribe anti-anxiety, anxiolytics. We prescribe anti-seizure medicine. We prescribe heart medicine. Now, I know what you all are thinking. You're like, Dr. Dahlia, all right, you're the one that went to medical school. If you doctors go to medical school, we are putting our lives in your hands and trusting that you're going to make the right decision with that medication. That's true. That's true. But if you ask most doctors, would they really want to be shelling out the pain pills, shelling out the Xanaxes and Valiums? Most of us would say no. All right, I can't tell you, the first year of my practice, I hated writing sleepy pills. Okay, remember, I practice in Las Vegas. So, every now and then somebody comes into town and overdoses on their sleepy pills. So now I'm having patients come to me saying, Dr. Dahlia, I want sleepy pills. And, I'm shaking while I'm writing the prescription. I'm like, I know you want sleeping pills. I just don't like it because I don't know if you're going to do something stupid. I don't know if you're going to take the bottle and you're going to down it with alcohol. I've told you guys this story, but I told this story a couple years ago on air. So I apologize if some of you are going to hear the repeat story. All right. Remember I told you guys that there was a gentleman who was seeing my partner, and my partner decided to move to, no, not my lover, a partner in medicine. I know. Now you say partner, everybody thinks you're a lesbian. No, he was my medical partner, doctor. And he did a lot of homeopathy and acupuncture, et cetera, so he moved to Oregon. Vegas insurance doesn't really pay you for that kind of stuff. So I inherited one of his patients. But his patient was kind of a pill popper, doctor hopper. You know, so he comes to me taking Valium and Xanax. And he wants both of them refilled, 90 pills each. Now, he also just got over a neck fusion surgery. So he just got over a fusion surgery in his neck, had just seen a neurosurgeon, got out of the hospital, and he comes to me for his Xanax and Valium. And I go, first of all, I'm not writing you 90 pills of either of these. I mean, I'll give you one, but I'm not going to give you both. But Dr. Dahlia, I want, this is what I take. This is what I want. I'll find a new doctor. And, of course, under my breath, I'm like, see ya. But, you know, I had to be nice. And, you know, very similar issue to possibly what happened with Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston taking multiple benzodiazepines. Here's this guy taking two, Xanax and Valium. And I go, look, I only write one of them, and I only write 30 pills. That's just what I do. That's what I'm comfortable with. I have a right. I have a right as a doctor to have my standards. And I don't want to write 90. Not that my partner wrote 90. I believe he got it from another doctor. But he came to me trying to feel me out. Now, I look at his oxygen level. It's kind of low. And I'm like, look, you know, we should check your oxygen, blah, blah. He's like, no, why won't you give me both medicines? I go, you wonder why I'm not going to give you both medicines? Because if you die tonight and the bottle of Xanax and Valium are sitting on your nightstand with my name on it, your family's going to come after me. So, no, I am not going to write something that could kill you and have my name on the bottle on your nightstand. So he's getting ticked. I go, look, your oxygen's low. Can I at least look at what's going on? I don't know why your oxygen's low. Well, he basically curses at me. He takes the 30 pills of the Valium I gave him, right, and leaves. Okay? The next day, I get a call from the wife. He died. And guess whose bottle was next to his bed? The one with my name on it. Now, he didn't overdose. He only took one or two. He didn't overdose on it. Apparently, he was also on OxyContin, which he didn't tell me. Not that it would have mixed. OxyContin, you know, there's a risk of cardiopulmonary collapse, cardiopulmonary risks with this, and he ends up dying. Okay, of course, there's my bottle of Valium on his nightstand. Wife decides to get an attorney. Attorney gets the records. I was the only one out of all his doctors not sued. Because, A, I was the one that said, you can't be taking all this stuff because you could die, right? Two, I showed a lot of concern about, you know, his oxygen being a little off. Will you at least let me evaluate you? All right. He was pretty vulnerable from a cardiovascular standpoint, cardiopulmonary standpoint. And I had recognized that, so I didn't get sued. Now, you know, still every now and then I see the family. I'm like, hi, how you doing? You know, and, you know, wife remarried. Family looks like they've been holding up pretty good. But yeah, the family, of course they wanted to sue. Right? And of course, my name, the bottle with my name was on it. You know, people ask, you know, they go, Dahlia, you know, do you see a lot of the Las Vegas stars that come in? First of all, I can't say. All right? I can't say. But I'm going to tell you, I see a heck of a lot less than many doctors do because I don't write what people want. That is the one thing I have in my defense to protect myself of saying, no, I don't want to write that kind of medicine. All right, don't go away. I want to talk about this unpaid intern that sued. You employers better be careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. Even bigger thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And the biggest thanks to you all for listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show all these years and keeping me on air. Thank you so much. All right. Now, for those of you companies that take on interns, you better beware and you better protect yourself. There is a 28-year-old intern, Zudan Wang, was an intern at the magazine Harper's Bazaar. Former intern, okay? She is suing the magazine's publisher, Hearst Corporation, saying that her internship violates labor laws because it was unpaid. This lawsuit was filed in federal court in New York. Apparently, she had worked as an intern at the magazine's accessories departments from August to December last year, where they say she typically worked at least 40 hours a week and sometimes as much as 55 hours without pay. The lawsuit says, quote unquote, unpaid interns are becoming the modern day equivalent of entry level employees, except that employers are not paying them for the many hours they work. Well, their interns... Employers' failure to compensate interns for their work and the prevalence of the practice nationwide curtails opportunities for employment, fosters class divisions between those who can afford to work for no wage and those who cannot, and indirectly contributes to rising employment. So the lawsuit contends that Ms. Wang, who also used the first name Diana, and hundreds of other unpaid interns like her, are a crucial labor force at Hearst. If the interns weren't doing the work, then they would have to hire someone else to do it. All right? And they said that the labor laws are being broken. Okay, now, I don't know how many of you guys have done an internship. All right? I did an internship. All right? And I did a residency. And before I even got involved with the internship, before I even met who I was going to do the internship with, I knew, I was well aware that I was going to be an intern. Okay? That you don't get paid minimum wage. That you are the bottom of the food chain. You are worse than the poo-poo of the animal at the bottom of the food chain. I remember during my residency, we calculated we were making $1.60 an hour. That's what we were making. And minimum wage at the time was, I think, $4 or $5 at the time. So we're making $1.60. You know, I even remember waiting tables. You wouldn't get minimum wage. You would get like $1 or $2 an hour because you got tips. All right, but again, still, somebody can say, yeah, but you still made money, Dahlia. You still made $1.60 an hour. All right. I don't know much about many jobs, but what I do know in the media industry, in the medical industry, and in many industries, all right, your internship is probably one of the most valuable blocks of time you spend, right? You get to learn on the job. What's one of the biggest things we lack on our resumes when we get out of school? Experience. So what do? You do an internship, right? Internships in medical school prepare us for being a doctor. Internships in the media industry prepare you. It gives you something to put on your resume. If you were an intern at a publisher, sometimes that looks pretty darn good. Right? That's where you meet people. That's where you make connections. That's where you show your boss how good you are and what you have under your belt. Now, oh, yeah, but it's Dr. Dahlia. She's suing because it was free labor. Okay. You know, yes, sometimes as an intern, you're doing menial tasks, right? And you know, for a company to put their neck on the line from a liability standpoint or just from a, even, you know, making a mistake standpoint, okay, they do have to get something out of it. Otherwise, why would any company take an intern? All right, you know, these teaching hospitals that take residents, you know, I mean, if you're running a private hospital and you're having patients trying to flee teaching hospitals so they can be in a private hospital so they don't get an intern, what do you think the heads of these teaching hospitals are doing? They're like, okay, look, I know you guys having interns practicing on you and residents practicing on you. I mean, it's not the best thing for business. But when a company does it, their incentive is, well, we get help in the labor department. Okay, there's a yin and yang, or, you know, there's a give and a get with this. Now, I don't take interns for the exact same, for a pretty similar reason, all right? When companies are asking me to take interns, nursing schools, one of the first things they say is, do you need extra help? If you need extra help in the office, you could use our intern. No. All right, I don't want something like this where someone's going to turn around and sue me to happen. Right? And I don't use interns as I use my basic staff. Number one is they're interns. They don't know. They don't have the knowledge base. They don't have the experience. I'd be scared to death that they were handling patients. You know, we used to have teaching students come in and their blood pressures were horrible. So we had to recheck everyone's blood pressure, and you should. I mean, if you have any nursing students, you know, again, you're there to teach. So look at their blood pressures. Don't just take their blood pressure and let the patient go on their merry way. Recheck the blood pressure. And many of the blood pressures were wrong. So my staff was like, Dahlia, these students, they're slowing us down. As much as I like to teach, they're slowing us down. And I stopped. I wasn't going to use them for filing. They're nursing students. I mean, when you intern, you're supposed to be interning and doing the job that you hopefully are going to later do. That's why you work for free and you intern. But what really blows my mind about this is that a lawsuit like this could even be entertained. Wang and her lawyers hope to ask other people who have worked as unpaid interns for Hearst to join the class action lawsuit. Wang is seeking minimum wage pay and overtime in damages. This is scary stuff. I don't know if any of you guys have interns coming into your office, but you better warn your bosses that the intern could decide on a fluke to go back and say, no, I want money for what I did. Now, I mean, what she was with them for 4 months, August to December. If it was so bad, why didn't she leave August 2nd? Why didn't she leave August 15th? She does the internship, then she probably talked to a lawyer, and the lawyer's like, yeah, you can make money out of this. And again, I know I have a lot of attorneys that listen to the show, and I respect a lot of the work you do, but a lawyer who took this case, I think, is a complete doofus, okay? Oh, he'll probably make money, but you know what they're going to do is they're going to probably ruin the whole intern idea for most companies. And I'm going to tell you right now, okay, if you want to be a part of Harper's Bazaar or get into that publishing company, I'm going to tell you right now that they're going to probably think twice about letting you intern. And some people are like, well, then good, good. All right, well, you know, try to get a job without experience, people. All right. Now, they say the goals of Hearst Magazine's internships are to provide opportunities for students to gain valuable experience and exposure to the world of publishing. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, a company may legally offer unpaid internships, so long as they're educational and benefit the intern and not necessarily the employer. The department says unpaid interns must not displace regular employees and that the employer that provides the training derives no immediate advantage from the activities of the intern. And on occasion, its operations may be actually be impeded. Okay, if I was them, just drop the intern program. You don't need this. You know, I mean, imagine all the interns saying, okay, fine, go and pay us back our minimum wage. This is stupid. But look, this was, I think Reuters had covered this today in today's headlines. You could be sued for anything. This goes back to what we were talking about with Whitney Houston, okay? It doesn't matter if she took the medicine wrong. If the doctor gave her the medicine and there's an attorney who thinks they can make the case, they're going to make the case. Okay, if an intern who went into the deal knowing it was going to be for free, if they're able to win this, I mean, look at how employee-employer relations, intern-company relations are going to fall. Now, and another thought, all right, you know, maybe if people have the power to sue, right, I mean, even employees, and want their wages, you know what employers are going to start doing? Well, look, and if these lawsuits are going through, like that one woman, remember, who didn't want to leave during lunch hour, and the employer thought he was going to violate labor laws, and she refused to go, so he fired her, so she got wages and unemployment. You're going to start having employers say, to heck with this, I'm going to just pay as low as possible minimum wage, because if they sue me, then they'll get less money. It's a horrible way to do business. All right, don't go away. More medical headlines when we come back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner and love is in the air. And that's why you need my friends at FarmFreshFlowers.com. Farm Fresh Flowers can save you a fortune on birthday, anniversary, any flower need, including Valentine's Day. Call now, place your order. What's in the fields today is at their door tomorrow, or you can pick a delivery date anytime you want. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm going to give you a coupon code. Get ready to write it down and share the coupon code with your friends on Facebook and Twitter and let them take advantage of the great Valentine's deal on the Valentine's Day bouquet guaranteed to last 10 days. Call them now at 800-999-2109, 800-999-2109, 800-999-2109, or go to farmfreshflowers.com, type in the code Radio K, that's Radio K, and save now. Farmfreshflowers.com, 800-999-2109, Radio K, now.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I know we're still on the topic of Whitney Houston because many of your emails and concerns have been regarding her. I don't want to talk about her, unfortunately, the whole show, but I just really want to quickly address this one email that I received asking about her autopsy and why it would take so long. Are they lying to us? Do they really know the results? Here's the thing with these autopsies. All right, really quickly, and I think we spent time last year on what happens with the autopsy. I'm not going to go into full detail now, but we'll revisit it. But what they do is, remember, the body needs to be buried. So the lab can't keep the body for as many weeks as they want to determine what's going on. From what I understand, Whitney Houston is going to be going back to New Jersey, buried there, possibly next to her father. I think the family is not allowing Bobby Brown to go. A lot of drama with that. But from what I understand, many times what they'll do is if, you know, it's not as cut and dry They'll actually take tissue samples from multiple organs, right? They'll take as many samples as they can and then let the body go, right? I mean, my impression is they have some sort of an idea that, you know, certain toxicology screens have come back. They might have already x-rayed, scanned her, you know, if God forbid it was an embolism or something. You know, they could very easily check the heart. You know, there's things they could do within a couple days' time. But if they're a little unsure or if they're worried about it being toxicology, medications they're taking, poisons, etc., yes, it actually can take a while. Now, the coroner will usually over-guess how long they're going to need because the media is on his case. I mean, the media has been camping out at the coroner's office, you know, 24/7, and that's got to be driving them crazy. So, you know, they're going to say, look, give us a few weeks, because keep in mind, remember, like what happened with Michael Jackson. I mean, when they came out with the final, this final, it's going to be used in court. And like we talked about earlier, if they're going to be suing the doctors, if they're going to, you know, try to sue a family member, assistant, etc., you know, they don't think it's foul play, but God forbid there's something like that. You know, this is the final. You don't really go back and change the coroner report. So my guess is they did some preliminary studies. They took samples, sewed her back up, let her go, right, to be buried. Funeral's going to be on Saturday. And then they're now evaluating the tissues, samples, you know, working with pathologists, et cetera. And so, yes, yeah, absolutely, it takes a while. Otherwise, the body would stay at the coroner's office for weeks. They don't do that. So that's what I think is going on. All right. Great question. But yeah, we'll talk about that. I hate talking about autopsies and that, you know, when someone dies because it's, you know, so sad. You know, let's let her, you know, get buried and, you know, up, go to heaven or wherever she's going to go. And then, you know, later when, you know, we're bored and we have nothing to talk about, then we'll bring it up. Okay. Now, speaking about being bored, many of us, have been celebrating Valentine's Day and pretty rigorously, I might add. But, you know, the news has been telling us, be a little careful because of, antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea. Antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea is really on the rise. We talk about that. I've been calling it super gonorrhea. Superman? Super gonorrhea. And gonorrhea that becomes antibiotic-resistant is a little harder to treat. Remember, you used to just get a shot of penicillin. They just gave you a shot of penicillin, then penicillin wasn't working. Right? And then they were doing, well, we could do double dose Zithromax, or we could use the Floxins. Well, it's starting to get more and more resistance for those. Why? Well, because a lot of people are still getting gonorrhea. All right? People still haven't discovered the condom. They just have it. Or they're reusing it and it's breaking. I don't know. But they say just be prepared. The most recent issue of New England Journal of Medicine had come out right before Valentine's Day, featuring a warning about the rising incidence of antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea. They say some 1.7% of cases nationwide are resistant to the last line of drug defense, the cephalosporins. We used to give you a shot of Rocephin in the STD clinic in L.A. when I used to intern at the STD clinic, and I didn't get paid, and I wouldn't even think about asking to get paid. Like this Wang woman. Anyway, when I was there, yeah, we'd, you know, give a shot of Rocephin. And we had to stop that. It was expensive. So we would just be given doxycycline for chlamydia and either some penicillin or some floxacin or something. It was years ago. And but now we're looking at 17 times more resistant than 6 years ago. There's 600,000 gonorrhea cases per year. Are you guys listening to this? All right, so, you know, before you have sex with somebody, remember, they could be one of the 600,000, all right? 600,000 gonorrhea cases per year in the U.S., far more than newly reported cases of AIDS, all right? Chlamydia used to be the number one STD. I still think chlamydia is more common than gonorrhea. It's just the antibiotic resistance to gonorrhea is sharper than the chlamydia. Americans, clearly, they say, have a long way to go when it comes to learning to love carefully. Yeah, how many of you would say it's really love? I know, right? But in any case, the United States, they say, has more to do to develop new strains of antibiotics. New strains of bacteria. They did a typo. All right, so the Times editorial board discusses the issue for an upcoming editorial. What do you think the government should do? Oh, you know, the government is already involved in everything else. Why not get involved, you know, with our sex organs? Why not? I mean, they're already up our retroperitoneums as it is. Listen, just, you know, just protect yourself. I don't know if any of you have had the clap, right? They don't call it the clap anymore. I wish they did. That was kind of funny. You know, somebody comes in and goes, I got the clap. Right? I don't know where that came from, clap. Somebody said in my medical class, it's because when you'd urinate, it would hurt so badly that while you're standing at the urinal, you would clap the wall. Is that true? Is that where clap came from? I don't know. But, I mean, clap's been around for, centuries. I even have a syringe to treat syphilis from the Civil War times. But I believe they also used silver nitrate and would inject it into the penis to kill off the bacteria. You know, there's a variety of things you could do to kill off bacteria. But the antibiotics, when they came into play, people were pretty happy about that. By the way, if any of you are concerned about getting checked because you don't want a swab inserted where it's... Now, women, we still have to do a vaginal exam to find gonorrhea. But men, now most of the laboratory tests, all you have to do is urinate in a cup. Just urinate in a cup and we'll send it off to the lab. Easy. You know, I mean, no swab. You don't even have to undress. You don't have to be embarrassed. All you have to do is just give a urine sample and go. But I know we like to giggle about the clap and, you know, STDs, but it's really serious stuff. You know, you could have scarring. You could have sterility. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen patients who had so many STDs and scarring that, you know, sometimes their urine sprays in different directions. So if you don't want to be a sprayer, all right, you know, just don't let it happen. It's not worth it. For the 2.5 minutes of pleasure, or what they call it, love, not worth it. Now, Valentine's Day, I think we're out of the, are we out of the woods of Valentine's Day? I can't wait for Easter because I want the chocolate covered peeps. I can't wait for Easter, but let's get through Valentine's Day. Yeah, my honey got me flowers and chocolate cake. My baby loved me. No, I'm not gonna give him the clap. No, we still haven't celebrated Valentine's Day. I haven't decided. I've had a headache. But, yeah, he gave me flowers and chocolate cake. He's so burly. He's my man. All right, so anyway, you guys be careful. Condoms, etc. We're going to be coming up on the next hour. For those of you that could listen to us, great. We're going to be talking about how a study came out saying you really don't need antibiotics for sinusitis. Okay? You see, you know, these studies like, you don't need a mammogram. Nah, you don't need a PSA test. You don't need to be checked for cancer. Well, now they're trying to say that you really don't need antibiotics, right? If you have stabbing pain in your sinuses, headache, you can't breathe, you could probably, to save money in our healthcare system, skip the antibiotics. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how they found lead in over 400 brands of lipstick, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about lead poisoning. I also am going to talk about, apparently there are almost 2 million registered voters who are actually deceased that they found, and another 24 million who probably don't really count. So we got a lot to talk about in the next hour. If you could stay with us, please do. If not, listen to our archives at GCNlive.com. You all be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.